casual Japanese, we'll ask somebody what they did. First, how would you ask, what'd you drink?
何飲んだ?
What'd you eat?
何食べた?
What'd you watch or see?
何見た?
Try clarifying what number of people?
何人?
And the answer, just 8 people.
8人.
So how would you ask what number of people?
何人?
And how would they reply 3 people?
3人.
Still casual, a person mentions seeing a movie. Ask, what did you see?
何見た?
How many people?
何人?
How would they answer 6 people?
6人.
How would you translate literally
何人いた?
We have what, then number of people, existed. More naturally, how many people were there? And the answer,
7人いたよ。
How might a person ask, how many people are there right now?
今何人いる?
Now, what number of people exist? And how would you translate this answer into natural English?
今10人いるよ。
There are 10 people here right now. If you aren't driving in your car, hold up one finger to represent one person and say,
一人。
Now 2 fingers and say,
二人。三人。
Now repeat at the same speed.
一人、二人、三人。
Okay, try saying there was one person.
一人いたよ。
There were two people.
二人いたよ。
There are three people.
三人いるよ。
Listen to the polite versions real quick. There's one person.
一人います。
There was one person.
一人いました。
Both there is and there were two people.
二人います。二人いました。
Okay, you try saying both for three people.
三人います。三人いました。
Polite Japanese asks somebody, how many people are there right now?
今何人いますか?
Tell them there are 4 people.
4人いますよ。
Carol says they went to a restaurant and...
ハンバーガー食べた。
Can you guess what she ate?
ハンバーガー食べた。
Sounds pretty close to the English version, hamburger.
ハンバーガー。
Then, Emmy wants to know where, so she asks,
どこで?
So there we are hearing where and our new particle, で. Let's get right to the super literal translation for this one. We'll think of でas...The location that was utilized when doing the action. Kenji mentions the place and what he had to drink there, saying,
スタバでコーヒー飲んだ。
レストランでサンドイッチを食べました。
With just that, in casual Japanese, try saying,I ate a hamburger or hamburgers at Burger King. Start with the place.
バーガーキングでハンバーガー食べた。
Casual Japanese, try saying I ate ramen at Tokyo Station. Again, start with the place.
東京駅でラーメンを食べた。
Tell somebody in polite Japanese, I ate sushi at the station.
駅で寿司を食べました。
A person didn't hear what you said, so they asked the entire sentence, Where did you eat?
どこで食べましたか?
Repeat what you said. I ate sushi at the station.
駅で寿司を食べました。
How would you translate this question?
何人いた?
What number of people existed? How many people were there?How would you answer, one person existed, or there was one person?
一人いた。
Two people.
二人いた。
Three people.
三人いた。
Carol and Emmy hadn't talked in a while, so catching up on latest events, Carol mentions,
ケンジと大阪駅でコーヒー飲んだ。
Kenji with Osaka Station de, or place that was utilized, coffee drank. I had coffee with Kenji at Osaka Station. Technically speaking, the word order could have been switched to
大阪駅でケンジとコーヒー飲んだ。
Speaking of tomorrow's plans, polite Japanese,Try saying, I'll go to the station.
駅に行きます。
I went to the station.
駅に行きました。
How would Carol tell Emmy, I had ramen with Kenji at a restaurant? Start with Kenji.
Kenji とレストランでラーメン食べた。ケンジとレストランでラーメン食べた。
Carol tells Emmy,
ケンジと札幌で寿司食べる。ケンジと札幌で寿司食べる。
Literally, Kenji with, the English pronunciation, Sapporo, the location utilized to do the action, will eat.More naturally, I'm going to have sushi with Kenji in Sapporo. Polite Japanese, try saying, I ate a sandwich and a hamburger at the hotel.
ホテルでサンドイッチとハンバーガーを食べました。ホテルでサンドイッチとハンバーガーを食べました。
Emmy mentions her plans for tomorrow night.How would you translate what she says into natural English?
ヒルトンホテルでケンジとネットフリックス見る。
I'd translate that as, I'm going to watch Netflix with Kenji at the Hilton.